Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 9, if you have your Bibles, won't keep you long here tonight. Amen. Well, let's just go ahead and start at 11. I was going to start at 12, get down in here, and it kicks over from the Old Testament, amen, blood covenant, to the New Testament.
Yeah.
Amen. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and a more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood,
yep,
he entered in once into the holy place. Amen. I've got that underlined in my Bible. But by his own blood,
yep,
he entered in two or three times?
Nobody.
Once. Into the holy place.
Thank you, Lord.
Having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirits offered himself without spot to God,
right,
purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. I don't know if we'll get through all this or not. I tell you, this is a mouthful. Yeah. Verse 15, and for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, that which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
Right.
Amen. If the Lord would help us, I'm just going to preach on, amen, a little bit about the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible is, and I know some denominations has even cut blood out of their churches. They've cut it out of their doctrine, but the Bible is a book of blood.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
You're right.
Wholly distinct from all other books for just one reason, namely that it contains blood circulating through every page. And I believe in every scripture. Amen.
Right.
One guy, it's been a while since I read after him, but I'd like to read after an old guy by the name of DeHaan. Amen. But he said one time that I always remembered what I read. And he said that if you can't find the face and the portrait and the picture and the blood of Jesus in every chapter in the Bible, read it again, because you'll find him in there.
Yeah.
Praise,
yes,
God.
Sir.
He's in every chapter, amen. From Genesis all the way to Revelation, hallelujah. I tell you, it deals with or about the blood of Jesus Christ, amen.
Yes.
The passage that we read here today speaks 1 through 11, especially of the Old Testament sacrificial system that they used. Amen. They speak of a time when thousands, possibly millions through the years of gallons of blood were shed to cover the sins of the people. Amen.
Yeah. All right.
Praise God. Yet sin was only covered over for year by year. And every year the priest had to go back in one more time. Amen. And offer up animals and offer up the blood of animals one more time for the sins of the people every single year. Amen.
Right.
This was a yearly process. Amen.
Yeah.
This was a yearly affair. Amen. The priest had to go in. Amen. Year after year. It's very important to understand that. Time and time and time again, the priest had to go in and offer up blood for the sins of the people. Amen. That was the Old Testament way. It was just a covenant, praise God. Amen. All it would do was cover up blood, but it could not wash it away. Cover up sin, but it could not wash it away. Amen. But Jesus, amen, blood, praise God, it can do what the blood of bulls and goats and, amen, calves cannot do. Hallelujah. What can it do? It can wash away my sin. Amen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The first point I'd like to make here tonight, starting at verse number 12, amen, is the purchase. Praise God. How that this blood purchased us. Amen. The reason the Old Testament sacrifices could not save was due to the character of the blood that was shed. The blood was being shed from an animal. However, amen, sin had been introduced into the world by a man.
Oh, right.
Amen.
Right.
And the book of Romans tells us that a man had to lay down his life, praise God, for the sins of all of humanity. Amen. What an animal could not do, amen, a God man had to do. Praise the Lord. Therefore, salvation was dependent upon the sacrifice of an innocent man. Jesus was the man that fit this bill. When Jesus went to Calvary, amen, Brother Tom, give me 1 Peter 1 and 18. I'll need 18 and 19. 1 Peter 1 and 18. Praise God. Brother Tommy, get me Isaiah 53 and verse number 11. Get your Bibles handy. We're going to do a lot of reading tonight. Praise God. Amen. But his blood, praise God, was of the character that could satisfy the demands of a holy God. Amen. When he looked down upon the blood of the turtle doves and the blood of bullocks and of, the blood of goats, and even here in the New Testament mentioned the blood of calves, what that blood could not do, the blood of Jesus could do. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That blood only satisfied till the next year. And then another sacrifice, Brother Scotty, had to be offered up. But I'm so glad, amen, that the blood of Jesus Christ, it sufficed God. Amen. And when he looked at the blood of his son, the only begotten son of God, amen, it sufficed the Father. And he said, that's enough.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hey God, and the book of Hebrews said it like this, amen, with his own blood he purchased, amen, our redemption, because he went in how many times yearly, did he have to come back year after year after year, but no, amen, the book of Hebrews said he only did it one time, praise God, he laid down his life, hey, he cried unto the Father and said, Father, let this cup pass from me, he was like me and you. He didn't want to die. Hey, I don't know about you. I'm still young. I'm still rambunctious. I still like to live. And if somebody said you got to lay down your life, I'd say no. If I went down to the doctor and they said, son, you got just a few, amen, days to live, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd try to live a little while longer. I'd say, let me live just a little bit more. And God, Jesus said, Lord, let this cup pass. I want to live. Nevertheless, amen, notice this, and then we'll get deeper. Nevertheless, not my will, but what did he say? Thy will be done. In the book of John said, and Jesus came to do what?
Yeah.
The will of the Father. And it sufficed the Father that the Son laid out his life.
Oh.
And I come to tell us in this house tonight, he only did it one time. And God, they hung him on a cross, and they hung him high. And they stretched him wide.
Hey,
but thank God, it only happened one time. Thank God, on a hill called Calvary, over 2,000 years ago. But there's still enough power in the blood of Jesus to save, amen, your sister, Brother Tom. Even today, I said there's still power in the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It suffice the Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Tell us what 1 Peter 1 and 18, really, I think 19 is what I want.
Yeah. We'll do it. Start with 18.
Yes.
For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things.
Woo! I love this.
As silver and gold.
You were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold.
From your vain conversation.
Woo! From your vain conversation.
By tradition from your fathers. But with the precious blood of Christ.
Woo! You are not redeemed with corruptible things. Verse number 19. But how were we redeemed?
With the precious blood of Christ.
Hallelujah.
With the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Hey God. Hey, and the only way a man could be redeemed is through and by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Isaiah 53 and 11. Tell us what it says, Brother Tommy.
He shall see of the travail of his soul.
Woo, wait there, give this picture. Amen, the Father speaking of the Son now.
Right.
You know Isaiah 53, the story, they bruised him, they beat him. Amen, portrayed, he gets down to verse number 11.
Come on.
And he said, and he shall see the travail of the, amen, of his soul. The Father looking at the travail of the Son,
yeah,
while they beat him. Amen, while they stretched him wide and hung him high, and blood run down his brow while they shoved that crown. And he shall see the travail. Picture the travail. And he shall see the travail of his son.
Yeah. And shall be satisfied.
Woo! That's enough. I know there's more. But he said, it satisfied me. Amen. When they beat my son and the blood of Jesus runs down Calvary's cross. Amen. That's enough. Hallelujah. It sufficed the bar. Amen. Can somebody raise a hand in this house and say, thank God, it's enough. The blood plus what? I tell you, the blood plus nothing. All it takes, Brother Scotty, is to be washed in that precious blood. I said, wash, Brother Chuck, in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And when the Father looked down and saw the Son, it sufficed him. Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Let's move on here. Amen. It was a precious purchase.
Yeah.
Thank God. But it was also a personal purchase. He purchased us with whose blood?
With his own blood.
His own. His own.
Hey God, it wasn't the blood of an angel in heaven.
No.
It wasn't the blood of a bullock or a goat.
No.
But it was the blood of his own. His own blood purchased he, amen, my liberty. The depth of this statement, listen, I don't believe has yet to be understood. Yes, we repeat it. We quote what the scripture says, but our mind cannot fathom how that if God left the portals of glory and he came down to this earth and he put on human flesh and bone and the robe of the flesh, amen, but yet God laid down his life, amen. Who did he lay it down for? Drug addicts. Who did he lay it down for? Alcoholics. Who did he lay it down for? Amen. A bunch of heathens that fight and can't get along with one another. God did that for me, all because of me. Hey God, it was a personal purchase with his own blood.
His own blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Woo!
Philippians.
Thank you, Lord.
Philippians 2 and 5. Hey God, hallelujah. Brother Tommy, stay in 53. 53 and 4 through 6. We'll go back up. Hey God, amen. Oh, yes. Amen. How that he could submit to death on the cross for the sins of all of humanity is unfathomable to a finite mind such as yours and mine. We can't understand that to its fullest extent. But one of these days, like the song says, better by and by. Hallelujah. When there's a number that no man can number, streaming past the throne, and Jesus is in front of all of that number, and we're in heaven one day, we'll be able to understand just exactly what he did for us. But until then, I'm going to join the best I can. Hey God, I'm saved not because of my works, for all of my righteousness is as filthy rags. But I tell you why I'm saved, because I knelt down in an altar of prayer 20 something years ago and I said, God, I'm sorry of my sin, would you forgive me? And I tell you, the blood of Jesus Christ, it washed me. That's how I'm saved, not because of anything I've done, but because of his own blood.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Praise God.
Jesus.
This is the truth that is glorious beyond compare.
Yeah.
That he would love you so much that he would willingly endure the agonies of the cross. Woo! Because he loved us that much.
That's it. Right.
Hey, man, Brother Tom, get us Philippians 2 and 5. Hey, Tim, start there. There's one verse I'm wanting. I can't remember. Just start. There's a few verses there I need.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation.
Made himself of no reputation. Here's what we need. Go ahead.
Took upon him the form of a servant.
Woo! Took upon him the form of a servant.
And was made in the likeness of men.
And he was made in the likeness of who? An angel?
No.
Of a powerful being come down from heaven?
No.
Amen. But he was made in the likeness of a man.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself.
Woo! God speaking here. God humbled himself.
Yes, yes.
And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
And he became obedient unto death, even, amen, unto the death of the cross. He didn't have to die. Amen. He could have called for them legions of angels, and they would have came at heaven's dispatch and rescued Jesus. And sinful men would never lay their hands on him. But he obediently laid down his life. Why? Because he looked down through the ages of time, and he said, there's a Dottie that needs to be saved. There's an Earl that needs to be saved. There's a Gene Morrison that needs to be saved. There's a Tommy Romans. There's a Scotty Grooms. There's a Jason Painter. Hey, he laid his life down. Amen. Obediently, he automatically laid it down because he loved us.
Holy, holy,
Lord. Isaiah 53, 4 and 6, 4 through 6.
Surely he hath borne our griefs. And carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed.
Woo!
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
He laid on himself my sin.
Yeah.
Hey God. Because I was doomed with my sin. There was nothing I could do with my sin. But hey, he took my sin. Amen. Romans 5 and 8 said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Aren't you glad for that? Aren't you glad that it was a permanent purchase? The last phrase of that verse tells us that, amen, having obtained. This refers to a one time. Hey, one time. Hallelujah. This word eternal means abiding, constant, amen, eternal. And that word redemption, listen, means to release after the payment of a price of ransom, after which the guilty party is forever delivered from all guilt. Hey God, amen, I told you I believe in eternal security. Not like the Baptists preach it, but I believe that Jesus died one time to set me free of my sin, and it's good today. They'll never hang him on a cross again. He already purchased my price of my sins. Amen. It was nailed to him on a cross. Hey God, and there's an avenue to heaven that's been laid wait for me. There's a path been cleared, and I'm on that straight way. I said I'm on my way to heaven's fair land. Thank God he paid the price for me.
Yes.
Woo!
Praise God.
Aren't you glad of that?
Yeah.
I got to hurry here. Brother Tom, I'm going to wear him out here. Go ahead and give me John 28. I'll get there in a minute. John, St. John 10 rather, and 28. Praise God. Amen. He, having obtained. Amen. Oh, yes. When all these truths are coupled together, we are left with a conclusion. Amen. That the salvation that Jesus paid for many years ago, I can enjoy it today. Hey God, hallelujah. I wish I could get this across like I'm feeling it. Amen. Hey, we're saved. We're on our way to heaven. Somebody said, you ain't saved yet. I'm just as saved right now as I will be on that day. How do you know that? Because I've been bought. I've been purchased. I've been washed. I said, I'm saved. I'm an eternal being. I'm going to live with God forever.
You're right.
How do you know that? Well, give me a chance. Go to the latter part of this chapter I'm preaching from tonight. Nor yet, amen, 9:25, that he should offer himself often as the high priest entereth into the holy place year after year with the blood of others, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the world Amen. Once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed and the men wants to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many one time, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Ain't got to feel like shouting. Did you hear that?
Come on.
Amen. For Christ was once offered up to bear the sins of many, and attempt to them that look for him shall he appear the second time. I've been saved, Brother Scotty. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Now I'm looking for his appearing. Hallelujah. And he said, if you're looking for his appearing the second time, you will, great God, be without sin unto salvation. I'm saved, and I know that I am. I said, I'm on my way to heaven. Nobody can pluck me out of the master's hand. Great God, there's nobody can separate him from me. Neither height, nor depth, nor principality, nor power. Great God, I said, I'm saved. In the arm, in the hand of God.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, I'm saved.
Saved and safe.
Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory. Amen. Later on in Hebrews 10:10, great God, let's took by the which will we, amen, will we, are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Amen. Notice how many times he pounds that home. Once. It ain't going to happen again.
No.
He ain't going to die again. He died one time, and that did it. Amen. Hey, verse 11, and every priest standeth daily ministering and offering, oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. These priests couldn't take people's sins away.
Right.
But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever. Woo! Amen. Can anybody say forever?
Forever.
I said, look at your name and say, forever. Amen. How far's my sins gone away? Forever. He threw them away as far as the east is from the west. Great God in heaven, I'm about to feel like getting raptured out. Forever. I'm saved. Forever. Devil, you can't do nothing about it. I'm protected by the hand of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He offered up one sacrifice for sins forever. Sat down at the right hand of God.
At the right hand.
Hallelujah.
From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool.
Under his feet.
Well, where Corinthians talked about it, he laid all things at the Father's feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. The Lamb's going to lay down the line, and the line with the Lamb. Woo! Hate. Murder, envy, jealousy, strife, amen, covetousness, adultery, sin of all manner will be tamed one day.
Right.
God will rule over this world.
Everything.
He'll set everything in perfection.
Right.
Hey, God, amen, and we'll get to enjoy it forever. Amen. Hallelujah. It's worth holding on for, church. Yeah. It's worth selling out the world to, church. You don't got to have the world. Give the world up. Just give me Jesus. Give me this peace that I have in my heart. Just give me Jesus.
Praise
God. People hang on to the world.
Hallelujah. Yeah, they do.
Woo! Look what they're missing out on. Hey God, I ain't going to hang on to the world.
No.
We was talking up at dinner today. I tell you, when you get saved, the Lord will bring you in.
Hallelujah.
If you want to be brought in.
Hallelujah.
Sister Judy Atkins used to talk about, I can tell you all night, but this ain't my message. I got to continue on preaching about the blood here. But Sister Judy got saved, she said. Come out of the Catholic Church. Amen. The Lord saved her. She said, I didn't know nothing really about the Bible. I didn't know much about verses. She said, but I decked out with makeup, jewelry, amen, wore my tight pants, cut my hair off, amen, did all that stuff. She said, I got saved, got to praying, looked in the mirror one day, and I seen all that. And she said, the Lord spoke to me and said, you don't need all that.
You don't need
all that. Hey, the Lord got to clean her up. Thank God, if you want more of Him, He'll draw you closer. You don't need the world. You don't need the ways of the world. Amen. Just give me Jesus.
Praise God.
Woo!
Praise
you,
Lord.
Praise
God.
You.
We're not in bondage.
No, we're
not.
Praise
God. No, amen. Oh, you bunch of Pentecostal holiness folks are living in bondage. I'm not living in bondage. I'm as free as a bird. I'm saved. I'm eternally saved. I'm on my way to heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. I'm not in bondage. Amen. I've got a father who owns a cattle on a thousand hills. Hey, amen. He's my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
My God.
Did I get finished? From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool.
Yeah.
For by one offering he hath perfected. Once again, this word there, he hath perfected forever.
Forever.
Them that are sanctified.
Woo!
He perfected sanctified. Me. Them that are sanctified. I've been brought out.
Come on.
I come out of the world. He sanctified me. And I've been forever protected. Woo! I've been drawn in. Hey, but are you preaching you came backslide? No. But I know this. I'd have to walk across that blood.
That blood.
I'd have to walk across that blood that was shed for me if I ever leave the security of God.
You're right.
You're right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
You preaching eternal security?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't walk. If you walk across a bloodline,
come on now,
you'll be lost.
Lost.
If you leave that ark of safety,
lost,
and go out there without God, and Jesus comes back, you'll be lost.
Lost.
Amen. But as long as I stay in the fold,
yeah,
I'm in good hands.
In that fold. That's right.
Woo! Amen. It's just like a Western, Mother Earl. You get out there in these crowds right now, in this Christmas crowd, it scares me to death. As long as Weston is in my hands, he's in secure hands.
That's it.
As long as he's in my reach, amen, Brother Chuck, thank God, it'd take an awful big crew to get him out.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, it'd take, amen, a half an army to take him out of my hands. Hey, but if he gets away, amen, away from the safety of Dad, away from the safety of the house, he'll be on his own. I come to tell us, God said he forever settled in heaven. One time he laid down his life for the sins of all.
Thank you, Lord.
It ain't going to happen again.
Hallelujah.
Sinful men will never get their hands on Jesus again.
That's right. Holy, 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 Lord.
That's exactly right.
Woo! Brother Tom, go ahead. I know you've had that for a while.
Got it.
John 10:28.
And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
Thank God.
Red letter.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Red letter? Red letter.
Jesus said that?
Himself.
One more time, what did he say? Listen to this.
He said, and I give unto them eternal life.
Jesus said, I gave them. Mm-hmm. Who else can give it? Nobody but
nobody.
Jesus.
You're right.
Nobody. Allah can't do it. Muhammad can't do it. Buddha can't do it. William Branham can't do it. Hey, God, Catholics can't do it. Mother Mary can't do it. Hey, who can do it? Jesus.
Right.
He's the only one
yeah.
can give eternal life. And he said, I give unto them eternal life, and no man can pluck them out of whose hand? Of my hand. They're in my hand. I'm living in God. Thank God, as long as I live in Him, nobody can take me away
from
Him.
Woo!
Hallelujah! You're the Holy Ghost here. Let's move on.
Lord.
I gotta move on. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
Woo! Not only did he purchase us by his blood.
Come on.
Amen. But there is power
In the blood.
In that blood.
Power for what?
Come on.
Power to cleanse.
Power to cleanse.
Right.
The word purge means to cleanse and free from filth. It refers to the cleansing of the lepers,
yeah,
or to a ceremonial cleansing. The blood of the Old Testament sacrificial system could never completely cleanse the stain of sin. However, the blood of Jesus, amen, can and will completely wash away the stain of sin, right? Woo! Can I hear an amen in the house?
Amen.
Amen. That is why the writers of the New Testament are able to say that I have been justified. What does that mean? Just as if it had never happened. Why? Because my sin can be recounted back up to God again. Because why? He cast it out. As far as the east is from the west, he done away with my sin. And I'm so glad,
yeah,
that Jesus saved me.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Psalm said there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Where sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. The Apostle John said, amen, that he cleanseth us from all sin. The multitude in Revelation chapter 7 had their robes washed and made them white by what? By the blood of Jesus. Woo! Hey God, I come to tell us, amen, what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, Brother Jason, when I think of blood, I think of the stain. Amen. I used to work around blood. You got it on your clothes. Amen. It stains your clothes. So how in the world can the blood of Jesus cleanse? Well, let me paint you a picture. Has anybody ever had a blood pressure cuff on their arm?
Oh, yeah.
You pump that baby up to 200 millimeters of mercury. Thank God.
Right.
You pump that baby up to about 200. And what happens if you leave it pumped up too long? Your arm starts throbbing.
Right. Yeah. Come on.
Amen. Squeeze your hand a few times. Make some movements with that hand and no blood. You know what happened? Your arm will start aching like a toothache.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Why? Because it's been shut off from blood. There's no blood from this blood pressure cuff, which is serving as a tourniquet.
Right.
From the tourniquet down, there's no blood. Your hand will start to ache. I hate that feeling. Sometimes I'll stop there in Sam's or Walmart, stick my arm down there, and then my machines get stuck sometimes. I've even tried to pull my arm out. They wait too long, and my hands are throbbing. Hey, but you know what happens?
Yeah.
When that thing loosens up, and that blood begins to flow down through there again, and you get circulation, amen, the pain goes away and that blood cleanses, amen, those muscles again, that blood flows through them, amen, capillaries and those veins and those arteries, and it cleanses that tissue again and there's no more pain. Hey, I come to tell us that's what the blood of Jesus does. He flows from glory land down to us and he washes us and he purifies us whole again.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
Praise God.
Amen. Physiologically, amen, you have experienced the cleansing of the blood. While the blood supply to your arm was shut off, you forced your muscles to keep on working. Amen. And it kept on causing pain.
Yeah.
But thank God when that blood is released, amen, you lose all, thank God, your guilty stains. Woo! Isaiah, Brother Tom, I'm going to work them hard tonight. I have to give them a tip. Amen. Isaiah 1 and 18. Thank God. Amen. Talks a little bit about, amen, the spiritual level. The blood of Jesus has the power to take the blackest heart and wash it in red blood and make it what? Whiter than snow. Hey God, aren't you glad for that? Amen. Who can take an old black heart, amen, wash it in red blood and make it whiter than snow? I'll tell you who can do it. Nothing but Jesus. Tell us what it says.
Yeah.
Come now and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet.
Though it be black. Though it be horrible. Amen. That you can do nothing about. Though they be as scarlet.
They shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson. They shall be as wool.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Who can wash it whiter than snow?
Thank you.
I tell you, Jesus can. Hey, man. Aren't you glad for that? That he's got power to cleanse.
Power.
Amen. Next, he's got power. That blood has power to change. Amen. When the blood of Jesus is applied, it purges the conscience from the dead works. Amen. To serve the living God.
Yeah.
The conscience is the part of a man that helps him to choose right from wrong. And when Jesus comes into our heart and that blood washes us clean, amen, it changes us from the inside out. No longer will the drunk go down to the saloon. No longer will the heroin addict hang out on the street corner. But it changes him from the inside out. He's not the same man that he used to be. Great God, because he's been changed by the blood. Has anybody in this house ever been changed? Can you testify to the fact that the blood will change?
Yes. That's right.
After a person left the tabernacle or the temple in the Old Testament, and the blood of an animal had been applied to their life, I do not believe that they were drastically changed. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
That's the Old Testament law.
That's right.
That's the Old Testament way. Yeah. But when Jesus came on the scene and his blood was shed, and it trickled down Calvary's cross. Amen. Now when a guilty man comes and he plunges beneath that fountain, hey God, he changes.
Right.
And he leaves a different man than when he came. Hey God, I said he leaves a different man than when he came.
Thank God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Evangelist John Wesley, anybody ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
Was returning home from a service one night, and he was robbed. The thief, however, found his victim to have only a little bit of money and some Christian literature. As the bandit was leaving, Wesley called out, "Stop! I have something more for you."
Yeah.
All right. The surprised robber paused. "My friend," said Wesley, "you may live to regret this sort of life. And if you ever do, here's something for you. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin." Amen. The thief hurriedly ran away, and Wesley prayed that his words might bear fruit. Years later, on down the road, Wesley was greeting people after a Sunday service when he was approached by a stranger. What a surprise to learn that this man, now a believer, now a pillar in the church, was the successful businessman in the town. Amen. This man one time robbed Wesley, and he said, "Mr. Wesley, you probably don't remember this, but one time I held you up late at night and I took everything you had. And do you remember what you told me?" Hey, Wesley said, "Yes. And I prayed immediately after that those words would bear forth fruit." He said, "I couldn't get it off my mind. The blood of Jesus cleanseth us from all sin." He said, "I got saved. I got honest. And I'm a successful businessman. All because of the blood." Amen. But this man looked at Wesley and he said, "All because of you." And Wesley said, "No, no, no. It's not because of me. It's because of the blood."
Yeah.
Can you say thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah.
Glory
God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Woo! The sinner is brought to God through the work and the blood.
And the blood.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'm wearing these guys out. I better look some of them up on my own. Amen. Ephesians. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians 2 and 13, I think it is. Amen. Ephesians 2:13. "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by what?"
The blood.
You were one time far off. You were one time robbers. Yeah. You were one time adulterers.
Come on, come on.
You were one time fornicators. Yeah. You were one time drug addicts.
Yeah.
You were one time alcoholics. You were one time God haters.
Come on.
You were one time Paul church persecutors. You were one time afar off, but the blood of Jesus Christ hath brought you near.
Yeah.
Brought
you God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't worry, I'm done. Amen. Aren't you glad that he's brought us near? 1 Corinthians 6:19. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Thank God, the blood of Jesus does far more than just wash our sins away. It also purchases our sin and makes us the very possession of God. Tell us, Brother Tommy, 6:19-20.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
You're the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Which is in you, which you have of God.
Which you have of God.
And ye are not your own.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Right here is where a lot of people miss the boat.
Yep. They said, this is my life. I only got one life to live. I'm going to live it like I want to live it.
Come on.
What did he just say?
Nah,
you're not it's not your own.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Amen. Woo! Nope. What else?
For ye are bought with a price.
A price.
With a price.
Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Ye are God's.
Right.
I got a set of keys back here. Most of you wouldn't want in it because I got my old truck tonight. But I got an old 2003 truck, rusted down, Mondo all over it, 200 plus thousand miles on it. Amen. Mud in it where I've been working. Grass and leaves. Amen. And the stench of sweat, no doubt. Amen. But I got a set of keys I could dangle in front of you tonight and say you could use this truck, but it's not yours. It's mine. You know why it's my truck? Amen. Because I purchased it. Hallelujah.
You bought it.
Woo!
Come on.
I bought the truck. Amen.
That's right.
Therefore, it's in my possession. Amen. To use that truck how I want to use it. Amen.
Right.
And God said, you're not yours because I got the keys to it. And God, woo! I hung on the cross and the blood trickled out of my body. Amen. All because I love you. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit. You're not yours. It ain't your life to go blow and have a big time and waste it. But it's God's life.
That's
right.
He purchased us with his own blood.
With his own blood.
With his own blood.
Thank you.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why most of you own. Man, if you rent, I'm not against that. But the difference between renting and owning, when you rent, that's somebody else's property you better take care of.
Yeah.
Sure. But if you own it,
do anything.
You still better take care of her. Michelle put you outside to sleep for the night. You still better take care of it, but
yeah.
Brother Scotty, amen. If you're tired, amen, and you just want to go lay down on the couch a while,
yeah.
Hey, nobody can come knock on your door and say, buddy, I need the keys, I need access, get in here a while, I got to do a search, I got to check the place out, I got to do an appraisal,
right.
Or whatever they want to do. Hey, nobody can kick me out of my house because I bought that house. That's my house. And God said, I bought you. I paid the price,
yeah,
that you couldn't afford. God, you couldn't pay the price. I searched it out all of heaven. And only found one worthy able to pay the price, and it was Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad that you've been bought with a price?
Oh, yes.
Bought with the
price. Woo! He said, if you love me, you will keep my
commandments.
A lot of people say, oh, yeah, I know the Lord. It's a difference. Here's what gets me. People say, I believe in God.
Yeah.
The devil believes.
Sure he does.
The devil believes in God. That don't get you nowhere.
Nope.
Amen.
Right.
But he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
That's what he said.
Amen. If you love God, you'll do what he says. You'll forsake the world. You'll forsake sin.
Come on.
And you'll follow God.
That's right.
Right.
If you love him.
If you love him.
I'm done.
Thank you, Lord.
Lastly, the promise. Let's get into the promise. This verse speaks of redemption. Verse 9 and 15. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal life. Amen. The redemption through the blood of Jesus buys us back from the power of sin.
Yeah.
It releases us from sin's bondage.
Right.
And frees us to live for God. Slaves, we've all heard of those slaves that was bound by the law. They were slaves.
Yeah, they was.
Until somebody bought them and freed them.
Yeah.
They were slaves. Amen. Much like you and I were slaves to sin.
Oh, yes.
But our Father paid the price and set us free.
Set us free.
Praise God. Woo! When a sinner, amen, puts his faith in the blood of Jesus, that sinner is given a brand new life and a brand new start. Hey, God, aren't you glad of that? 1 Peter 1:23. I want to get it for you. 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Right.
Stand with me across this house. I'm done. The old life and all of its failures and wretchedness is gone.
Come on.
It's gone.
Because I've been set free.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I've quoted this verse several times. I want to get it in its entirety. Psalms 103 and 112. Listen to it. 103 and 12, rather. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
From us.
Micah. I love this one. Micah, let's get this one. Micah 7 and 19. I'll let you pray. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. Thou wilt cast all their sins
to the depths of the sea.
My. They're gone.
Gone in the deep blue sea.
Pain and gone.
Never to be brought up again.
Never.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that?
Yes, Lord.
Robert Bruce of Scotland was leading his men in a battle to gain independence from England. Near the end of the conflict, the English wanted to capture Bruce to keep him from assuming his position in the next of the line to wear the Scottish crown. So they put his own bloodhounds on his trail. And when they got close, Bruce could hear the bawling of the animals. His attendant said, "We're done for now. They're right on our trail. And them animals, them hounds, is going to reveal our hiding place." Bruce replied, "It's all right." Then he headed for a stream that flowed through a nearby forest. He plunged in and waded upstream for a short distance. And when he came out on the other bank, he was in the depths of a thick forest. Within minutes, the hounds, tracking the steps of this man, lost his tracks in this fountain of water. But they were no, amen, they went no further, and the English soldiers urged them on. But the trail was broken. A short time later, the crown of Scotland rested upon the head of Robert Bruce. Amen. This reminds me of my sins. How that the devil came, amen, on my trail and said, "What are you going to do about them?" But thank God there was a nearby stream, amen, that I plunged in. Thank God, and the devil lost my trail. When it came to the blood, amen, he couldn't cut no further, because the Lord said the trail of sin goes no further. It stopped at the blood. Aren't you glad for the blood of Jesus? I'm done here tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Aren't you glad for his blood?
Yes.
Aren't you glad that he set you free? Aren't you glad that he loves you? Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get these altars tonight and say, "Thank you, Lord."
Hallelujah.
Amen. That blood purchased me. That blood purified me. And that blood's my promise of life hereafter. Hallelujah. Yes. Come on, come on, come on.
Yes.
Oh God, I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
There today. Thank you.